Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back into KER Politics. We have a very interesting woman on the line right now. Her name is Belinda Kendall. Belinda has a television show, about 500,000 subscribers, and we're going to talk a little bit about her show and how she is involved in racial equality. Belinda, you're on. Thank you so much for coming on, my dear.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Tell us about your show.
So what I did, I wanted to buy a TV station, and I went into a partnership with Mr. Wang. He's down in Houston, Texas. So he has a digital TV station, which I found out later on that Texas is the number one or number two on cable network in the United States, meaning more people tend to be digital. So he has given me one day a week, Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., and what I'm doing is looking for shows that don't normally get a platform. So by doing this, I'm planning it to grow, but I'm in the process now of buying several radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to create a big footprint in the media industry with my company, Promise Media Group.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you real quick what we're doing, and then, Frida, you can jump in. But we have started a coalition, a foundation with a number of people. It's called the Judeo-Christian Coalition for Sensibility, Peace, and Love in the United States. Frida and I are...
Wow.
Yeah, Frida and I are very, very... very, very passionate about racial equality for a variety of reasons, which aren't worth going into right now. But we are devoting our entire radio show. We have an awful lot of listeners, and we're going to be talking with people like yourself, Belinda, who are not necessarily pro-violence to make a point,
but
you know, pro. You know, teach by example to make a point. What are your thoughts on that, Belinda?
Well, I think what it is that, and I've said this before, that racism, the root of it is fear.
Yep.
And we keep getting mad at grass for growing back after you cut it, but that's what it's supposed to do until you get to the root of it. So I think that we need to start active conversations, spending more time with the other race, being transparent, because it's all fear. It's the fear of the unknown. I've always said that the number one selling car in the world is black. Every woman is encouraged to have a black dress in her closet. Your wardrobe is not complete unless you have black shoes. High-class dinners, black tie affair. Every dignitary rides in a black car. But as soon as you take the black and apply it to skin, everything changes. And that shouldn't be.
Well, that's extremely important for everyone to hear. We suffer racism in this country more so than we expected, expecting it to become easier on everyone and having more unity, and that's what our foundation is called, Foundation for Unity as well. And with this racism going on, how do you feel that that represents America today? Do you feel that Americans are really going into this discriminating other people the way the media is showing it to be?
Yes, in many ways I do, and it's because racism has been passed down to generation to generation like a recipe. And so for us to really attack this at the root, it goes much deeper. You have to understand that maybe your parents lied to you. The ones that loved you broke their back to make ends meet. They lied to you because white people are not what they say they are, and black people are not what they say they are. So you've got two different races standing face to face with a history of stories in them. So what I see on the media, sometimes it does reflect what's actually happening.
Of course it does. You know, Belinda, I have to agree with you 100%. My only point is purely and simply, I'm not necessarily a pacifist, okay, but I'm also a realist. And, you know, you you mentioned earlier in our discussion talking about fear. Well, you know, fear and anger are probably the two most dangerous emotions in the world. And
it is.
Of course they are. I totally understand where you're coming from in terms of your statement. I don't think there's any question about that. I think anybody who would not agree with you would be absolutely diluting themselves, kidding themselves, for lack of a better term.
Right.
But, you know, most of the African Americans, if not all, who we have talked with have said, we really think there's a better way, and the better way is to prove by example that we're not what some of these idiots think that who we are.
Well, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says pride is the root to all sin.
You got it.
So if you look at pride as a tree, it has a branch called anger. It has a branch called intimidation, control. Pride is a tree with many branches, and the leaves are fear. You know, you have a branch that's called controlling. But the fear of that is that you fear that you won't be in control. So when I see people coming up against Black Lives Matter, it kind of reminds me of Breast Cancer Month. It's almost like someone with the flu getting upset because y'all are not celebrating or finding a cure for my flu this month. You know, it's kind of ridiculous.
You know what I have to...
Well, you know, go ahead.
I agree 100% is all I wanted to say, Frieda.
No, I was just, you know, looking at your profile, Belinda. It's extremely impressive. And you also served on the board, yes, absolutely, that supports veterans, nonprofit veterans internationally. So you're a person with purpose and with change. So I was just wondering, moving forward, what would be your purpose in supporting anti-racism, anti-discrimination, defunding the police, what's going on with all that and that chaos? Moving forward, what is your vision for supporting all this unity that we need and this our foundation as well? And by the way, you're so good that Al, and I'm going to speak for you, we would love to have you on our organization to represent this foundation as well. Absolutely, we would love that. We'd be honored to have you as part of this.
You.
And I'm just thinking, yes, my pleasure, our pleasure. Moving forward, what is your vision of securing a position and making a difference with this?
Belinda, we're down to about two minutes. Thank you.
Okay. So what you guys are doing is something that I want to magnify. Creating the platform so these conversations can take place. My goal is to create a larger platform so conversations can take place. I would love to be a part of a diversity group that would talk to corporate America and actually bring the coworkers together. I was just telling someone the other day this incident with George Floyd. It was a good thing it happened during the pandemic. It wasn't a good thing, but it happened during the pandemic because can you imagine if schools were in and all of this anger went to school every day after something like that happened. So even in corporations, going back to work with your coworkers with this hidden anger in your heart. So I think what needs to take place and what my plans are is opening up more communication, creating more platforms so these conversations can take place. It's bottom line is just fear of the unknown. And we've got to find a way to take that fear out so we can go to people and talk to them and express our concerns and be able to listen with passion and not judgment. And defunding the police, I'm not for defunding the police right now. I think, you know, there's a lot of police officers. I have very close friends that are state troopers. I'm good friends with the sheriff of our county, who is the first Black sheriff of Mecklenburg County. But the thing is that we can say all these things about the police because of a few bad police. But as soon as we hear a bump in the night, they come in to rescue us.
Belinda, I have to interrupt you just for a second. We're going to go ahead and keep going on this. We're going to take a real quick commercial break. We're going to come back for the next segment, and we're going to continue our conversation. You have become a sister in arms with us.